This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. To our sports line we go with Coach Andy Totef from Grass Lake Warriors soccer team. Hey, Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, we see that you're having quite a bit of success this year with a couple losses, a couple ties, but a whole bunch of wins so far on your schedule. Good enough to get you guys currently ranked 11th in Division Four. You're off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, it's been a really fun year. This is actually my first year coaching the varsity boys here. Took over for Steve Bessard over at the Grass Lake area. He's got the one that got the soccer program started in Grass Lake. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of seniors and a lot of key players that are really contributing to our excellent record and our ranking in the state as well.
Okay. So let's talk about like one of your more recent matches. You went to a tie with Michigan Center. They also have a pretty good soccer program. Tell us a little bit about that game.
Yeah, we knew that game going in was going to be a tough one. Michigan Center, I believe, only had one loss coming in. They're 5-6-1, I believe. And their one loss came to Hillsdale Public, which is, you know, one of the top teams in the state right now as well, in their own right. Not only that, it was a little bit more fun because a lot of the guys that are on that Michigan Center team actually play with our guys in Grass Lake throughout the summer and the spring. So they're very familiar with each other, a lot of talent. We're senior heavy with 9 seniors. Michigan Center actually had 15 seniors on that roster. So the game had a lot of experience out there, which makes obviously both programs very good right now. We did end up going up 2-0. It was tied at half. We scored back-to-back goals within a minute of each other. Gus Vitale scored both those goals, and momentum really shifted to our favor. And I tell our guys all the time, a 2-goal lead is a lot of times the most dangerous lead in all of sports. And sure enough, Michigan Center scored one about 10 minutes later. And then, you know, we were on our heels the rest of the game. And then they scored the equalizer with under 10 minutes to go. But it was a really a high-level game for our area for sure.
Yeah. So is that kind of like the secret sauce to your success so far is really the experience that you have on the team?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that having... in all high school sports, I would imagine, but right, especially in soccer, when you've got experience that have been there for a couple of years, you know, from a 14 or 15 year old kid to an 18 year old kid, there's quite a bit of difference in just body and athleticism and just, you know, your mindset within a game. So definitely having 9 seniors on the team is certainly helping towards our success.
Well, talk about some of the kids that you have on the team right now. Highlight some of the leaders or those who are just really having breakout seasons right now.
Yeah, I would say, not only is having seniors important to success, but also where those seniors are positioned as well. So there's no doubt that in soccer, the goalkeeper position is one of the most important. And sure enough, we've got a 4-year player in Jack Easterday, who actually played club for the local team in Jackson that qualified for State Cup and is looking at several different colleges to play.
Wow.
Soccer the next level, and so that obviously helps when it comes to having a high-level team. I believe over the last 3 years total, they've had 4 shutouts, and this year Jack already has 5, and we're only halfway through the season.
Wow.
So he's breaking records in his own right, which is excellent, and then, you know, out in front of him, shutouts aren't all goalkeeper. It's obviously the defense, too, and again, our 2 center defenders are seniors as well, in Ben Harris and Zeke Dubiel, so it's like we've got a triangle of seniors right there that are really helping keep opponents out of the net, which is awesome.
Outstanding.
On the flip side, we do have – oh, go ahead.
No, I was just about ready to say, tell us about the offense.
Yeah, so offense is really no different. So outside of those 3 seniors in the back, we do have some underclass and some sophomores and juniors that are sprinkled in on the outside defenders and then our center mid. But then again, our scoring attack is – all 3 across the top, all seniors as well. So Henry Black, Gus Vitale, who we mentioned, had 2 goals against Michigan Center, and then Wesley Good, who was the leading scorer on last year's team as well. So those 3 guys leading the attack definitely makes it hard for people to defend us.
So I guess tell us about it's kind of a unique situation for Grass Lake this year. We're talking a little bit about this before we went on the air. normally you're Division III, but this year, for 1 year only, you're going to be Division IV.
So last year, Grass Lake, they've been playing in Division III in soccer for, you know, the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And early on this season, I signed on to take a look at our district pairings. And so we should be in a district with, like, Michigan Center and Clinton and, you know, the area teams.
Right.
And I couldn't find our team. And so I actually called up our athletic director and said, hey, you know, what district are we in? I can't find us in Division III. Come to find out, the cutoff for boys soccer is 350 kids. And because of COVID and working virtual and the way that count day worked out last year and having a smaller senior class last year, we missed the cutoff by 2 kids.
Wow.
Come to find out, we're actually in Division IV this year. The count and the divisions always go by last year's count. So physically in Grass Lake High School, we actually have, you know, in the upper 300s, but because you go by previous year's count, because mm-hmm. that's when high school soccer starts, is before even school starts, is that we're Division IV. So, which was actually a huge bummer to find out at first, because in our district in Division IV is the defending state champs in Adrian Lenaway Christian, mm-hmm. and then also a top 5 team in the state in Hillsdale Academy, a private school down in Hillsdale that helps filter into the Hillsdale College down there.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, we have a super talented district. Not only that, Jackson Lumen Christie is in that district. Jackson Christian is in that district. So a bunch of private schools, and we're the only public one, and there's a ton of talent from top to bottom, from Jackson Christian to Lumen Christie, and then those other 2 top 5 programs as well. So luckily, we were able to schedule a lot of those teams throughout our regular season. We lost to Hillsdale Academy in a really tight match, which I think is what instantly got us notified statewide to be in the top 15 in the state in Division IV.
Okay. So it's been kind of like a double-edged sword. I mean, you're in a smaller division, but you've got a lot of competition, especially when you get to the postseason.
Yeah, most certainly. It's a common thought that says, okay, Division I is the best, Division II is second best, and
right.
Division IV should be easy, right? That's not always the case, because you have a lot of these private schools and even a lot of the smaller communities, like a Grass Lake,
mm-hmm.
that really buys in around a sport, or you've got a great class like Michigan Center of 15 seniors coming through, and all of a sudden you can be a powerhouse just based on the kids that are in that school at that moment.
Yeah.
So it is a common misconception, but there's a lot of the top teams in Division IV that would be a top team in Division III and Division II. Not only that, when I took over the program last year, I got with the athletic director at Grass Lake, and we scheduled a couple of big-time matches as well.
Yeah.
Like Plymouth Christian lost in the semis last year, and we scheduled them early. Hillsdale Academy, obviously. We traveled up north to the Traverse City area, and we played a top program in Division III, Elk Rapids, and we actually drew them to a tie. And then, unbeknownst before we went up there, there's actually a Division I team up there in Oxford from Oakland County who has 8 times the enrollment of Grass Lake.
Yeah.
And we lost that game, but talk about a learning experience to see high-level soccer and to have our guys go toe-to-toe with that is really helping us with some of these wins that we've got.
Yeah, those are the things that really enhance the experience and can go a long way to taking your program, or really any program, to the next level. One of the things I kind of want to follow up on is that you had mentioned earlier when it comes to community sport. Right now, this is the time of season where everybody's mind, it seems like, is on football, high school football. But you'd mentioned the community support. What's the Grass Lake community support of the soccer program?
Yeah, Grass Lake's definitely a football school, and mm-hmm. and well-deserved, right? I mean, they've put in a ton of time and development in that high school program. Not only that, they've been super successful, right, over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
But much like any small-town buy-in for soccer, it starts with the AYSO program. So the Region 610, which basically combines Michigan Center, Grass Lake, Stockbridge, and that area, the fields are hosted right there on the Grass Lake community,
mm-hmm.
and we ran 2 soccer camps this summer with varsity players, both girls varsity players and guys varsity players, and we had a huge amount of buy-in when it came to, you know, having these kids come in, being able to look up to these high school varsity players, learn some drills, and then not only that, but come to our games and, like, support us, which has been fantastic. And from what I understand, I've been partnering with the AYSO local coaches and directors as well. And this year has been the highest amount of enrollment across the board. So you get community buy-in, you get the kids looking up to these high schoolers. Not only that, we're coming off of a year where we've been locked inside of our houses in 2020. So I think there was just a lot of, hey, let's get out, let's get active. And if football is not their thing, I think soccer is just kind of a natural fit.
Yeah, always. It's always good to have those extra options. So, Andy Todd of joining us here, the soccer coach for the Grass Lake Warriors. Andy, we do appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to your success. And we'll be following you throughout the season, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me, and go Warriors.
You're listening to Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.